Dr. Keith Cantor is a nutritionist, author, and founder of named Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking, which is a nutritional program that works with addiction withdrawal. Dr. Cantor.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Libby. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for coming on. So what kind of a diet are you talking about? Is it different from what we normally think of as a good, healthy diet?
Yes and no. First of all, it's a healthy diet, so in that answer, it's no. But we're trying to achieve two special things since we're dealing with substance abuse. And we want to make the withdrawal more successful, and we want to make the relapse happen less often. So to do that, we have to make sure that things in our bodies don't get stimulated. Those things are called opiate receptors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're groups of cells, and when those cells get stimulated, and we have those in our brain, in our gastrointestinal tract, and in our spinal cord, when they're stimulated, they release chemicals. Those chemicals tell our body that we have urges. But our body doesn't know what the urges are for. It just knows it has an urge. So if it's used to drinking alcohol, if that's what the addiction is, that's what the urge will be for. If it's for oxycodone, that's what the urge will be for, etc. If you're not addicted to anything and you stimulate with a food, then it'll tell you to have more sugar, let's say, because you know that's something that a lot of people are addicted to. So what my diets do, what my team's diets do through named is, it's a very healthy diet, but we take extra care to make sure we don't stimulate the opiate receptors, because otherwise the people are in these clinics for 30 to 60 or 90 days. They're very good in the sense that they don't have the drug or alcohol, and they work out, you know, they have exercise, they meet with a therapist, but they're still stimulating their opiate receptors because they're having things that stimulate them, which are in foods like sugar.
Okay, so let's get down to some specifics. So what would a diet that you give people, what would it consist of?
It would be regular foods, you know, beef, veal, lamb, pork, poultry, seafood, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits, but it won't contain simple sugars, it won't contain simple carbohydrates, it won't contain any gluten, because all of those stimulate the opiate receptors.
You're saying regular gluten in bread or something is going to stimulate those receptors?
That's correct. So you have to have gluten-free bread. It'll stimulate those opiate receptors. It won't contain most dairy products except for yogurt, because that stimulates the opiate receptors. And it won't contain most substitute or artificial sugars except for stevia, because that stimulates the opiate receptors. And then we'll stay away from processed foods that have the artificial preservatives and additives. Besides that, it's a regular diet. We keep it healthy. We don't want too many calories. You know, we don't want the people to gain weight. And besides that, it's a regular diet, but what we do is we make sure we don't stimulate the opiate receptors. Because if you ever go to any of these clinics, or if you ever go to an AA meeting or an NA meeting, you will notice that everybody there is scoffing down candy bars. Because they're substituting what they can't have in the drugs with, in most cases, sugar is the easiest one. And the reason they do that is to simulate the ups and downs that they're getting from the drug through dopamine, which is one of the neurotransmitters, and they'll get it through sugar, and they'll get those same ups and downs with the insulin and the sugar going up and down, and it's the closest that the body could do to stimulate it. So when they leave and they're not under supervision, it's much easier to have a relapse, and that's why if people follow the name program, the relapse rate is still way too high in my opinion,
okay,
but it's about half of what it is if they don't follow it.
Okay, so let's give the numbers out again. 416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-740-4740. Do you have any experience with a diet that is geared to give you good mental health as well as good physical health? Do you have questions about a diet like that? I'm on with Dr. Keith Cantor, who is a nutritionist and author. And you described the diet, and to be perfectly frank, to me, that sounds like it would be a pretty hard diet to follow. It sounds like it might almost be just as hard as staying off whatever stimulants you might be addicted to or be having too much of. I got to tell you, I don't think I would be able to stick to a diet that didn't have gluten, that didn't have sugar, that didn't have carbs, that didn't have all of those good things. So aren't you just creating another sort of potential problem where...
No, because if you go to my website, which is namedprogram.com...
Okay, no, we'll give that afterwards,
okay.
Yeah.
But you could get a free week's worth of menus.
Okay, no. We're not promoting...
No, that's not what I meant.
Just please answer the questions.
Okay. What I was trying to get at without promoting it, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that, is that most people won't even notice it. There's always going to be some sugar because it's impossible not to have sugar. We would just have much less simple sugars. We would have fruits to get sugars, but we stay with the darker fruits. We'll still have carbohydrates, but there'll be much more complex carbohydrates. We won't have direct gluten, but we'll have gluten substitutes. So most people don't even notice the difference in the diet and the ability of the people to stick with the diet, and we've only been doing it less than a year, has been excellent, and that's why our results have been not as high as I want, but double what they are without it. So I'm happy so far with the results.
So people don't have difficulty following this diet?
No, they don't have difficulty because they don't even notice it, because when we substitute things, like using dairy as an example, and we use soy or other types of milk substitutes, almond milk, etc., they end up liking it as much or even better.
Isn't it hard to eat out when you have all those kinds of restrictions and you have to be substituting everything?
Yes, but this and the initial diet that we're talking about is designed for people that are in rehabilitation centers or addiction centers, so it's being done for them, so it's not hard at all. Then once they get out, on the thing that I can't promote because he said not to promote, I have a button that they could push there where they're allowed for free to get diet so they could go out to eat and still stick with it, and I do all that for free for them so I can keep the relapse rate low.
Again, so what type of dessert would you be able to have on your diet?
You could have lots of desserts. Most people like different types of fruits as desserts. I stay to the darker fruits. You could have regular desserts, but instead of having regular sugar in it, it has stevia. I like sweet leaf stevia because it doesn't have any of the menthol in it. So you could have regular desserts, and you could always have a little of anything. You could have a little sugar. You could have a little simple carbohydrates, but the less and less we have, and the less we stimulate the opiate receptors, the easier it is to get off whatever drug or the alcohol that you're addicted to, and it makes it easier. Then the people start getting more and more into health, and all of a sudden they're more concerned about walking an extra mile a day or being able to run a little faster or go on the treadmill a little longer or go on the bicycle a little longer or having their skin a little clearer than how much drugs they could take or how much alcohol they could drink, and they get into that healthy mode, and that's where they get their self-esteem from, and then it's much, much easier to work with the plan.
Okay. Keith Cantor, thanks so much for joining us. Right now we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
And again, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Okay.
Bye-bye.